Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him. Now is the time to trim your lamps and get ready for the coming of the Lord.
Friends, the Lord is coming soon. Are you ready? Join us now for the Midnight Cry broadcast.
Because the problem with what happened, we know in the beginning, God gave them all that authority, and they handed that authority over to an enemy of God. We know him as the devil or Satan. That's why Satan is called the god of this world. Adam and Eve had real divine authority given to them. They handed that authority over to Satan. He became the god of this world, and even Jesus acknowledged that. He's the one that's in charge of the world system. I mean, even God recognized that he had genuine authority over mankind because they had yielded God-given authority to him. Boy, that's a principle there that we need to understand. I believe the Lord's helping us to understand some of that. Okay? But listen to what the Lord says about this. You want to know what kind of potential mankind has? Even in his corrupt condition? But the Lord came down to see the city and the tower the people were building. The Lord said, if as one people speaking the same language they have begun to do this, then nothing they plan to do will be impossible for them. Let that sink in. Even the Lord saying, I gave them this inborn ability to do, to plan, to rule, to do all this. And if I don't intervene here, there's nothing that's going to stop them. They're going to do anything they want to do. I thank God he knows how to intervene so that his purpose is absolutely fulfilled. But even God recognized what he had put in mankind had all this potential. God help us to understand who we are and allow God to use that potential for good. Because that's where he's going with this. So anyway, you remember the story and how God confused their language and they had to scatter, and that was the end of that dream. I thank God that he's going to intervene in this world. Because Satan is doing exactly the same thing today. He's trying to unite humanity under his leadership and drive every influence of God out of the earth. And God is allowing him to do his thing in this hour. But God has a people, doesn't he? Praise God. And just like we sang, we've got the power. We've got the power to do exactly what the Lord wants us to do. May God give us an understanding heart. But the thing again is that we were created to rule. I'm not going to use that as the title this time, but all right, Lord, where do we go from here? I've had so many thoughts that he's going to have to organize this. But God has given you and me, like I say, not just the ability to rule, but you and I have something that is given to us. Let me illustrate it this way, and I think I use this in the other message. When the Israelites were given the land that they went in and conquered, they took it from Satan. God gave them a land. Their land, every family, the head of every family had a particular plot of land, and that was theirs. They owned it. And so God had given them something and said, you're in charge of this. And God didn't say, okay, I'm going to post an angel. I'm not going to let anybody in there. They were responsible for that, weren't they? And so here we are. What has God given to us? What has he given to you? Yeah. Well, he's given you a body, hasn't he? Has he given you a mind? Given you a mind to think? He's given you a will to make choices? He's given you the emotions that we feel. I mean, basically the whole thing is I'm in charge of me. And God wants a people who will absolutely give themselves to him in the sense of becoming his sons and his daughters. God is not looking to build a race of slaves. Every one of us is called upon by God to yield ourselves to him. But God doesn't turn us into slaves like the devil tries to do with humanity. He wants a son and a daughter who will absolutely know how to yield to him and to believe him, to grab hold of his nature and allow that to transform us so that we be just like our Savior. And then, I'll tell you, he's preparing us to absolutely rule in that new world. There's one truth that I have talked about in passing, I guess, in the past. We read in the scriptures about how God has predestined us to adoption to sonship. And we think about adoption in the modern sense as there's an orphan, they don't have any parents, so let's adopt them into our family. Well, I guess in a sense that's true, but that's not what the word meant in the original. How many of you know that? If let's say a wealthy man owned a lot of property, had business interests and all kinds of things, but he had a child. Now, whether the child was literally adopted or whether he was born into the family, nonetheless, there's a child that grows up in that family. But there came a time when that, let's say it's a son, when that son was presented formally to society, and the message was, this is my son. I'm giving him full authority to rule and to act in my name. If he does something, it's the same as me doing it. And I want you to know that he has authority to go out and to conduct business. Now, how many of you think that for that to happen, basically dad would just say as the child grew up, hey, son, one day you're going to have a lot of responsibility. It's playtime now. Time to play. Just this is the time for you to go out and party with your friends and just have time. Get on your phone all day. This is not a time for responsibility. You're supposed to grow up and have fun, and one day you're going to have to take the reins. Does it work that way? If you're going to have somebody to be prepared to step into dad's shoes and genuinely represent him with the ability to conduct business just as well as if dad were doing it, he's going to have to grow up and learn to take responsibility a little bit at a time. Okay? Does that begin to paint a picture of what God's trying to do here? God's taken us from the garbage pit of sin, raising us to break the brand new life, planting his Spirit within us. But I'll tell you, there's one thing that God is not going to do. He is not going to turn us into, as I said, slaves that just sort of, when he comes in, he doesn't possess us in the sense that we just are robots. He just moves my hand and moves my lips and all that kind of stuff. He is looking for sons and daughters who are so attuned to him that we can speak his words because we are in agreement with him. A perfect example is Jesus. But here's the thing. God does not trample on your will to make that happen. We have the rule over what God has given us. What we do with it, the choices that we make, what we allow to happen with this, that's on us. Yes. God will give us everything we need to do it right. Yes. But he is looking for sons and daughters who will agree with him. And that's what Jesus did. I didn't come to do my own will. I came to do his. Did that mean he was some kind of robot who just had to give up what he really wanted to do and just, okay, I'll go along with you? This is someone who recognized the love of his Father, who loved him, who agreed with him 1,000,000,000%, and said, the joy of my life is to agree with you and to allow you to come. But I'm not going to go out and just exercise all this authority you've given me just to do anything I please either. I'm going to be so in tune with you that you're going to tell me to do something, and I'm going to do it by faith. And you're going to absolutely join me in doing that. And I'll tell you, something's going to happen because it will be you in me doing it. And yet it'll be me too making that choice. You see kind of a little bit of a pattern? I'm not really saying anything we haven't heard, but somehow this is made real to me in a deeper way. And it certainly fits with all of this that the Lord has brought to our attention about the unseen war and how we overcome. Because the thing is, many times we're not in as much control of this that God has given to us as we think we are. And so that's where God is working in every single one of us. He is training you and you and you. I got to remember when I go overseas, I had to learn to do this because that's an obscene gesture in a lot of places. So I learned how to point like this then. But anyway, I'm gonna do it this way. But God, again, has got a place for you, and He is training you, whether you even realize it right now. He is training you to rule. Now, think about one of the illustrations that God gave, that the Lord gave, and you have different recordings of it. I assume He used a similar story in different instances. But it was a man who went away on a journey, obviously a wealthy man, and he gave his servants money or responsibility, or in one case it actually says authority to act in his name, to conduct business in his name. And then he returned back and he expected them to have conducted that business and made gains so that he actually would prosper and allow them to do what, you know, to absolutely act in his name and use the resources he'd given them. And then what did he do? He rewarded them, didn't he? Said, you've been faithful in a few things. In one case, it was, you're going to rule over 10 cities. Now, I don't know what it's going to look like in the new heavens and the new earth. The Lord hasn't told me all that, or you either. But I'll tell you, it's going to be beyond anything we can imagine. There is literally a creation. You and I are going to have a part to play. But God is giving us responsibility here and now in training us in how to serve Him, how to exercise God-given authority right here, right now, as kids growing up. And there's going to, you know what the Lord says? He talks about the adoption to sonship. You know what that is in Scripture? You know when that happens? Nobody here knows that? What is it? What is it?
When our bodies become glorified and redeemed.
Exactly. That's it. It's the redemption of the body. It's when that gets totally changed. And we, instead of what we see right now, we'll see the saints standing in glory. The same kind of glory that Isaiah saw. Can you imagine us fitting into a place like that? We got an awesome God who can take people like us and get us ready for something like that. But that's when He is going to, when He comes and we're transformed and we have brand new bodies. We don't have to deal with this anymore, thank God. But anyway, we're going to be presented to the universe and say, these are my children. They have served me. They have learned in a measure to exercise the authority that I gave them to operate right down there in that corrupted world. And now here they are, and I'm turning over a brand new creation, and every one of them is going to have a special place in my creation. God is prepared just for you. And He's not leaving any one of you out. If you belong to Him, you've got a place. Praise God. Praise God. I don't know how long this is going to go on, but I'm just going to share what I've thought about. But anyway, isn't this amazing when you just ponder this?
The message you have heard is part of a regular church service recorded as it was being ministered. CD and DVD copies of this service in its entirety are available. To assist with postage and processing costs, an offering of $5 is suggested for CDs and $10 for DVDs. Please identify the station over which you have heard this broadcast and provide the broadcast date when ordering. You may also receive our quarterly publication, The Midnight Cry Messenger, which is mailed out free and postage paid to all who request it. Our mailing address is Midnight Cry Ministries, Post Office Box 685, Southern Pines, North Carolina 28388. Or you may choose to visit us on the World Wide Web at www.midnightcry.org.
And now, may God richly bless you until our next broadcast.